Parking in Center City, Philadelphia can be the pits. Drivers get more tickets downtown than anywhere else in the city. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports it's surprising who's getting most of those tickets.
Mark Riscotti hates driving in Center City. Finding a space is a gamble. Driving off without a ticket from the Philadelphia Parking Authority is like winning the lottery.
They must have like a sixth sense. They must smell out cars who might be parked wrong.
And yet, because he delivers groceries for Instacart, Riscotti drives downtown all the time. He says he gets a parking ticket there every couple months.
I was doing a delivery, walked out of the car, knocked on their door, couldn't find an answer, come back, and someone was ticketing me.
Riscotti's misery has plenty of company. Residents in his gentrifying South Philly neighborhood have been ticketed a lot in Center City for two common violations, expired meters and stopping in no parking zones. Between 2007 and 2017, neighbors got a quarter million tickets for staying in a spot too long or parking illegally. Roughly three quarters of them were issued in downtown Philly. A WHYY analysis found that residents in other gentrifying zip codes near Center City, including Fairmount and Northern Liberties, are also getting ticketed at high rates downtown. That's despite the fact that these residents pay a premium to be a short walk, bike, or SEPTA ride away.
So I don't know the answer of why they're driving in, probably because they feel it's most convenient.
Dina Driscoll pays close attention to driving habits as co-chair of Fifth Square, an urbanist political action committee devoted to making the city more sustainable. She's not surprised that residents in those neighborhoods opt to drive into Center City.
Both people who grew up in South Philly and people who come from the suburbs, it's, you know, their first idea is to just kind of jump in a car because that's easier. We've been trained as a society to believe that driving cars are easier, that being door-to-door to somewhere is the easiest way.
Eric Guerra teaches city planning at the University of Pennsylvania. He says the explanation may have more to do with simple socioeconomics. Guerra says these gentrifying neighborhoods tend to have more residents with cars than poorer areas farther from Center City. And so even though they could walk, bike, or take SEPTA downtown, more people have the option of driving. So they do. And Guerra says parking tickets aren't a strong enough deterrent to stop them.
These people are choosing to get tickets as opposed to paying to go in a garage. You know, a lot of people just factor in, you know, I'm going to get X dollars of tickets a month, and that's still cheaper than paying for parking.
Would more expensive parking tickets stop people from driving to Center City? Maybe, says Guerra. Or maybe the PPA should make enforcement even more predictable.
In an ideal world, no one is getting a parking ticket because the prices are transparent and clear, and enforcement is strong, but basically you have a system in place where people know what to expect. It's a little strange to have the kind of gamble with, will I get a ticket, will I not?
Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.